During the last presidential campaign, wealthy people from all over the country donated more than $500 million to a political organization backing Democrat Hillary Clinton. That cash also found its way to Democratic state parties, including Maine's. It was part of an elaborate fundraising arrangement that was intended to mutually benefit the state parties, the Democratic National Committee, and the Clinton campaign. But now an attorney backing President Donald Trump says the whole thing was a laundering scheme designed to circumvent rules that limit how much money individuals can donate. As Steve Missler reports, that attorney is suing the Federal Election Commission in an attempt to force an investigation.
More than $500 million flowed from some of the most well-known Democratic supporters in the country. Filmmaker Steven Spielberg, the family that founded Hyatt Hotels, well-known venture capitalists and hedge fund managers, and Sean Parker, who co-founded Facebook. It all went to the Hillary Victory Fund, a political organization known as a joint fundraising committee that, in some instances, produced ads promoting Clinton or defending her against attacks by the Trump campaign.
All right, here's the first lady, and she's in Watertown. I'm going to vote for this lady.
Did Hillary Clinton question the legitimacy of Barack Obama's birth certificate? No.
But most of the money raised by the Hillary Victory Fund was actually channeled to over 30 state party committees, including the main Democratic Party and to the Democratic National Committee. In theory, that's how the fundraising arrangement was supposed to work. Wealthy donors would write a single big check, and that money would be shared between the political organizations that signed on. There's just one problem, according to Paul Ryan, an attorney for the government watchdog group Common Cause.
These state committees transferred it right back to the DNC. Automatically, instantly.
In other words, most of the money that was supposed to be shared with the main Democratic Party and other state committees went out the door, and almost as soon as it came in. In Maine, the timing of the transfers was first spotted over 2 years ago by the Maine Center for Public Interest Reporting, an independent journalism organization. But similar transfers occurred throughout the network of state party committees, and that got the attention of Beltway attorney Dan Backer.
It's shocking. I mean, the chutzpah involved in trying to do this is amazing.
Backer is the attorney for the Committee to Defend the President, a pro-Trump organization. He says that Clinton, the DNC, and state party committees engaged in an elaborate scheme designed to get around individual contribution limits. Backer says the state party committees never controlled the cash and essentially acted as middlemen for the Hillary Victory Fund.
And that makes this entire money laundering operation a scheme to circumvent base contribution limits to make excessive, massively excessive six-figure contributions through straw entities on paper in order to deliver them all to Hillary Clinton's control. It is exceedingly illegal to have done so.
In December, Backer filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission and requested an investigation. And in April, he filed a lawsuit in federal court designed to force the FEC to act on that request. And if it does, Backer says everyone involved in the joint fundraising agreement could face consequences.
People go to jail for this activity, for being the ones making the contributions, being the ones soliciting these contributions, being the middlemen who are knowingly allowing themselves to be used as money laundering conduits. There is criminal culpability to go around here.
In a statement, a spokesman for the Maine Democratic Party did not address specific allegations made by Backer, nor would the party release its official response to the complaint that it filed with the FEC earlier this year. The spokesman did say that the party signed on to the joint fundraising agreement as a way to strengthen its own campaign operations in 2016. He said funds from the agreement allowed the state party to hire organizing staff, and that even though most of the cash went to the DNC, the state party benefited from a communication strategy and updated voter databases. The spokesman was unable to provide an actual dollar amount that the party received from the agreement, citing the recent departure of the party's finance director.
There's a lot of smoke here. There may be fire. There may be some actual violations of federal campaign finance law.
Once again, Paul Ryan from Common Cause.
And at a minimum, at a bare minimum, the Federal Election Commission needs to open an investigation.
It is rare that Ryan agrees with the Committee to Defend the President's attorney, Dan Backer, on anything related to campaign finance law. In fact, they were on opposite sides of the landmark case that gave rise to the kinds of joint fundraising committees used by Clinton and the Democrats, and eventually by Trump and some Republican state party committees 2 years ago. In that case, a man named Sean McCutcheon sued the FEC, challenging a law that prevented him and other wealthy donors from giving campaign contributions to as many candidates and political parties as they wanted in an election cycle. Ryan notes that it was 4 years ago that the U.S. Supreme Court sided with McCutcheon and his attorney, Dan Backer.
Dan Backer created Frankenstein here. He created super joint fundraising committees on behalf of a prior client, but he wasn't happy with the way they worked in the 2016 race. So
Ryan and Backer agree that if the FEC does decide to investigate, it could take years to litigate the case. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And you can find more on this story at mainepublic.org.